This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Traditional arts, being what they are, don't always ascend to popularity. They are perceived to be dated, old and dusty, speaking to a time past. And as a consequence, they are for senior citizens with little to do or for practitioners trying to keep the dying arts alive. This weekend at the Theatre Lounge Cafe, there will be a performance lecture on the magic of Yu and Huang Mei operas. And with me on the phone is one of the performers, Dr. Li Pengshu. Welcome. Dr. Li, what are some of these misconceptions of Chinese opera? First, you have this Yu and then one Huang Mei, and then people talk about Beijing opera, Shanghai opera, Cantonese opera. Are there many operas with their different traditions, or is there just one thing called Chinese operas and folks use their different dialects to perform it?
Oh, no. Different dialect is on the language basis. And Chinese opera has, I think, more than 100, because the different villages and different ethnic groups, they have their own opera. So today, the performance that we have is the Shaoxing opera and the Huang Mei Xi. Huang Mei Xi is Anhui, the province from the Anhui, and the Shaoxing opera is something from the Zhejiang. So there is something in the middle of the Changjiang River. So this is the only two things that we perform, because we have the organization that we perform is the Sanjiang Huiguan. Sanjiang Huiguan actually is Shanghainese. Shanghainese is something that in the middle of the China.
Anhui, isn't that a kind of a Hokkien place?
No.
No, not true.
Anhui.
See how bad my Chinese is.
I think Anhui province is slightly bigger than Hokkien. Canton is one province, Zhejiang is one province, and Anhui is also one province.
Okay.
China is a very big country, and one province is probably bigger than Malaysia. And you know that even among the province, there are a lot of different dialects, and from the language base, definitely they have their own cultural performance that's called opera.
When you talk about differences beyond the language, are there differences in gestures, in how they move, that the art form itself, beyond the surface, meaning beyond the language and the costuming,
Yes. And
maybe beyond the stories, are there gestural differences?
Yes. Let me give you some commonality and some differences. The commonality is the story. So when opera is doesn't like the movie of Hollywood or Bollywood, you get something exciting and all those things. No, the story is already well known. That's the commonality. But what is the thing that's different? It's the language, the art, and the presentation. Do it in a different way. Like Beijing opera, they are very harsh and very strong. And how do I say that? It's not that smooth. But when it comes to the Huang Mei Xi, they are just like a daily life. They are just like a conversation. That's totally different. So from the different province and different opera, it shows the different cultural background of the people's daily life.
You know, Chinese opera is considered traditional, and therefore the notions of when you say traditional to young millennials, it's like something old and dusty. How popular is this art form in Singapore?
I would like to say, because that's what you mentioned, is dying art. I don't think so. It go for 1,000 years, definitely there will be another 1,000 years. The only thing is that because at the present moment, the movement of our daily life is too fast. And sooner or later, you will be slowed down and make you think about your daily life and reflecting yourself about examining your moral value or whatever it is. So the opera is something that trigger out your thinking process. So just now what I mentioned is that you are not seeing a movie, you know, you get something excited and what is the next step, and you know, because the story you already known. So that's why you listen to the singing process, look at the art performing, and from there you reflecting something that or checking your daily life. And
but Dr. Lee, my question is, in Singapore, how popular is this among young people? For instance, you have your organization teaching Chinese opera. How many young people are involved?
Yeah, I like to comment on this. Of course, my organization is just less than a year for this organization, so I have no any good result. But from the Cantonese part and from the Hokkien part, even Nanjing, there's more than 1,000 years. The whole performance, the age is something below 20.
In Singapore?
Yes. So that's why you can see, whenever you come to a mature society, when you come to a, sorry to say, you are really filled out of stomach, and now you think about what is your life and what is your generation to pass on, and the moral value come in. And the opera is something that the tools can give you more meaningful on that.
This weekend's performance is described as a performance lecture. If I attend it, what will happen? Do I see a performance and then somebody comes after to explain, or is the explanation before? What's the format?
Let me give you three steps. The first thing is you need to understand the whole story. You need to understand the story itself and understand the background and understand who are the actors and what are they going to do. That's the understanding part. The second part is the cultivating. Cultivating means when you look at all the opera, you enjoy the singing, you enjoy the performance, enjoy the gesture, and all other things is cultivating your interest. And the last thing is receiving some message, receiving some moral value. You receiving something that you can practice in your daily life, and receiving something that change your thinking or maybe light up your whatever is. So this is something that never will be getting long again and again. There will be have another 100 years and 1,000 years. They're very different from the pop song, and maybe they just only have 3 months or even 3 years, or everything will be dying because of the actors disappear or whatever is. But this Chinese opera will never die. But the only thing is that maybe at the present moment, they doesn't really focus on that, doesn't understand it. And of course, the moral value is not easy to receive day by day. They need to have a longer period of cultivating and receiving something by yourself.
Dr. Lee, you see, I'm ethnically Chinese, but I don't speak Mandarin, nor have I studied Chinese history in any great depth. For somebody like me who goes to see a performance, I might not know much. I see people moving on stage. I don't understand the traditional gestures.
Yes, wonderful. So just now I said the first part is understanding. So that's why when you come to the Chinese opera, we give you the whole story before you go to the theater. So understanding is the first part. You understanding the story, you understanding the background, you understanding whatever information that you want. You don't know Chinese, can't read Chinese, doesn't matter. We are bilingual, let you to understand. Because the culture itself is already in your blood, in your mind, and in your daily life. Because even though study British, you study America or whatever history, that's not what you mentioned. But for personal family practice, you are still deep in the Chinese culture. And the moral value, definitely they will appear in your daily life. And how to cultivating and even growing and even nurture that your daily life of your moral value, even go to the better place. And I think opera is one of the things.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lee. I've been talking with Dr. Lee Peng Shu, a performer in The Magic of Yu and Hua Mei Opera, a lecture performance which will take place at the Theatre Lounge Cafe in Plaza Damas 3 in Sri Hartamas. Performances this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are at 9 p.m. and tickets are priced at 65 ringgit. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.